Our world is filled with walls.
And I'm one of them.
I am one of them.
I am made of concrete,
shattered glass,
razor blades,
a divorced family,
broken promises, and death.
I am that wall.
I am that wall. I am the realization of a 12-year-old boy that school is really on the concrete streets, and whatever you do, never turn the other cheek. The neighborhood bully taught me that. He wanted to prove I didn't have what it took. So I took him by the neck and proved him wrong. Squeezed until he understood the lesson before I let go. In my ignorance, I let go. Thinking he'd get the point, I let go, and he sucker punched me. The moment I turned my back was a moment that turned me cold and hard. I am the understanding that it doesn't matter who starts it, so long as you're the one to end it. I am that wall.
I am that wall. I am the remnants of memories created in the mind of a 9-year-old boy who had his world torn apart by divorce. I am the result of a father who left us, of a mother who was forced to move us 700 miles away into a school district that didn't discipline its kids for using words like wetback or spick. I am the product of that system, forced to become a barricade, built to keep out those who tried to tear me down, but who only managed to make me tougher, darker, harder, until my skin turned to stone and others learned they could use my walls to hide behind. I am that wall.
I am that wall. I was built to provide shelter,
provide security,
and keep separation, built to protect the innocent,
the insecure,
and the weak. I am that wall. I am stronger than iron, stronger than an elbow to the face.
I am stronger than ignorance, stronger than when you met me,
stronger than when you left me,
stronger because you left me.
I am that wall. I am a failed suicide attempt to befriended 5 suicidal teens. The first taught me how to play bloody knuckles, how to dress, how to walk, but most importantly, how to take a beating and keep beating and beating, remembering the day I beat his hand to submission. I was rock and razors, and anyone who dared to touch me would feel it. It was the last thing he taught me before putting himself in the ground. I am rough concrete like a headstone standing strong over the bodies of 5 dead friends. I am that wall.
I am that wall. I am the remains of a soft heart that pumped out give and give and give until there was nothing left of it to keep my blood from settling into red brick. I am the construction of an elaborate structure equipped with escape routes and booby traps. I am a fortified fortress, a castle which now acts more like a prison. I am conjugal visits where the women are searched for contraband like emotion and commitment. I am a warden, and violators will be subject to exile, never to return again. I am that wall.
I am that wall. I am solitary. I am struggle.
I am murder.
I am anger.
I am hiding.
I am empty. I'm cracking,
crumbling before you.
But the tears that run down my face won't wear away the sharp edges I have left.
So be careful when walking on me with bare feet, because you may cut yourself on the same hard surface
you once wished you could tear down and see over. I am that wall. I am a father without anything to stand on. And I first lost my footing the morning my son was born, and I felt the bricks sliding out of place one by one, like I was never meant to be that strong. I am the stare he gives me that sees right through this wall I've built. I am his smile that shakes this foundation loose like an earthquake. I am the realization that every lesson I've learned about how to be a wall no longer means anything compared to the lessons he will teach me about how to be a man. So now I am the remains of that wall. But I am still big enough to protect the two of us. I am that wall.
I am that wall. I am the aftermath of a softball-sized tumor in my stomach. I am 4 cycles of chemotherapy. I am surgeries that left me looking like an autopsy patient. I am the look in my mother's eyes while watching her only child get taken away to rooms where she could not follow. Rooms where my hard edges were carved away at the base using bright lights and scalpels. I am now uncontrollable cave-ins. I am finding flaws in my armor and mantra. I am a brick being pounded into dust.
But I am still that wall.
Still made of the same material, so stop looking for the way in.
I am still that wall
that once had a reason to hold strong, that once had no cracks,
that once let in no light, never questioned why it was built,
only that it was and always has been
necessary. And so yes, maybe this wall is crumbling at the base, maybe some stones have begun falling out of place,
and maybe I have let 1 or 2 trespassers through,
but I am still that wall.
A wall that even when it falls will never lose what it is made of. Even if it wants to, it will always be
concrete,
shattered glass,
razor blades,
a divorced family,
broken promises, and death.
So don't dare knock this wall down, because I am afraid that if you do,
I will take you down with me, and when the dust settles,
I will still be that wall. Just one that can no longer stand on its own.